carry a bent nail in your pocket. Avoid the number 17. Don't keep birds or bird feathers in the house, and most importantly, never tell an Italian that his or her baby is beautiful. These are superstitions that are widely and dearly held in Italy. Martin Stiglio is director of the Italian Cultural Institute in Washington, D.C., and joins us in our studios. Mr. Stiglio, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me here.
So 13 is actually good luck in Italy, 17 is bad luck?
When you're talking about numbers, sometimes it's more complicated than that. In fact, originally 17 was bad luck and 13 was good luck. But now even 13 is suspicious. If you look closely to 1 and 7, it reminds you of a gallows with a man hanging from it. Then 1 being the man and 7 being the gallows.
Oh.
If you write the number in Roman letters, and that's what the Roman thought the reason why 17 was unlucky, it spells out with an X, a V, and 2 I. And if you move around those letters, you have the Latin word vixi, which is the past of leave. And that's usually the word with which any tomb inscription starts. So you don't want to have anything to do with something that is connected with
The inscription on a tomb. Why shouldn't you tell someone their baby is beautiful?
You are trying to avoid giving the impression that you have a sense of envy, because envy brings malocchio, bad eye, and misfortune over the person that is eaten by the malocchio.
So if you say that somebody's baby is beautiful, it means you envy that baby's beauty, which fixes them with the evil eye. Why is it? I know that there are some people in Italy who believe that when they see a nun, they have to touch something made of iron.
Probably nuns, again, are often connected with two places where you wouldn't like to be. That is hospitals and cemeteries.
It's less that the nuns themselves are unlucky.
No,
that if you see one, you should
tocca ferro,
so that you would ward off the eventuality of them showing up at a cemetery.
And of course, against any bad luck, there is also a lot of charms that can protect you,
like the bent nail.
Or the generally most powerful and absolute protection comes from a horn, un cornetto. Or you can also touch a part of your body in which you are particularly proud of.
This could be fraught with hazard, couldn't
it? Of course.
Yeah. Particularly, I must say, for Italian men, who tend to be proud of everything.
Exactly.
Many bent nails in your future, sir.
Thank you to you, too.
Martin Stiglio is the director of the Italian Cultural Institute in Washington, D.C.